Shalom, Australia. An American-born Israeli teenager was arrested on Thursday on suspicion of phoning in over 100 hoax bomb threats against Jewish institutions across the U.S. and elsewhere. Parts of the case, including the 18-year-old suspect's name, remain under a gag order. The teenager's father is also in detention on suspicion that he knew what his son was doing. His mother has disappeared. Yaniv Azani, head of the technology in the Israeli police cyber unit, said the suspect used several different means to camouflage the various layers of communication mechanisms needed to carry out the calls. Police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld said the teenager had been wreaking electronic havoc for 3 years. The suspect allegedly placed dozens of threatening phone calls to public venues, synagogues, and community buildings in the U.S., New Zealand, and Australia. He also made a threat to Delta Airlines, causing a flight in February 2015 to make an emergency landing. His lawyer, Galit Besh, said her client had a very serious medical condition that affected his behavior. The condition prevented him from attending primary or secondary school or enlisting in the army. He increased his illegal activity after the army refused to accept him for military service. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said the arrest was the culmination of an investigation spanning multiple continents. FBI investigators are in Israel questioning the suspect, along with Israeli police. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called British Prime Minister Theresa May on Friday to offer his condolences for the deadly terror attack in London. May thanked Netanyahu for the call and for the increasingly close cooperation between the two countries in the war on terror. At the end of his visit to Beijing, the Prime Minister said on Wednesday that he had raised the issue of China's anti-Israel stance in international fora during his meeting with China's President Xi Jinping. He said he hopes that over time we'll see a greater consonance between China's superb relations with Israel on the bilateral side and its votes in multinational forums. $2 billion worth of deals were signed during the PM's China trip. IDF Chief Gadi Eisenkot downplayed concerns over the threat of Hamas tunnels infiltrating Israel to Gaza on Wednesday. For the first time, he admitted that the military is destroying the subterranean passages with ground-penetrating bombs fired from the air. He told the Knesset that while the tunnel threat was important, Israel was not at risk of being subsumed by Hamas fighters infiltrating from Gaza. A police officer was suspended on Thursday after a video showed him assaulting an Arab truck driver in the Wadi al-Jaws neighborhood of East Jerusalem. Footage of the incident shows the officer from an elite reconnaissance unit in a heated verbal exchange with the driver. Unprovoked, the officer headbutted the driver before repeatedly punching and kicking him. Several other Arab workers are seen approaching the pair in an effort to defuse the situation. The policeman shouts, "Get out of here, all of you," pushing and kicking at one of them. Towards the end of the video, the officer strikes the first driver again. Throughout, the policeman can be heard cursing the driver and those defending him. The truck driver reported that he was afraid the officer would shoot him. Police released a statement calling the conduct grave and unusual. He was placed on compulsory leave of absence and will be summoned for a hearing to examine his continued service in the police force. Mazen Fakha, Hamas official and attempted suicide bomber, freed as part of the 2011 deal to release Gilad Shalit and deported to Gaza, was assassinated on Friday by unknown gunmen. Hamas said Israel was to blame and vowed revenge. Israel made no comment. Fakha was shot by 4 bullets to the head near his home in southwestern Gaza City by assailants using a weapon equipped with a silencer. Finance Minister Moshe Kahlon on Monday dismissed talks of early elections as all slim amid what seems like an escalating political crisis over the launch of a new public broadcasting agency. While politicians argue whether the IDA will be replaced on April 30th, the fate of 1,000 current employees of the IDA is uncertain. A small number have been offered positions in the new broadcasting authority. Others have accepted voluntary redundancy, and an even greater number have no job offers. The Histadrut is facing severe criticism for its handling of the matter. There is a similar criticism of the failure of the country's largest union to protect several hundred workers at a Haifa ammonia plant, which has been ordered to be closed down for environmental concerns. Workers there are low paid and unlikely to be able to find alternative employment. Balad party member, 59-year-old Juma Azbaga, a resident of the Bedouin town of Lakia in the Negev, was sworn in to the Knesset on Tuesday to fill the empty seat left by Bazel Gattas, who was forced to resign over a phone smuggling scandal. As Baga said, he hoped to use his background in healthcare management to better serve Israel's Arab minority. The families of Ethiopian Jews languishing in Ethiopia demanded answers on Tuesday as to why a government decision from August 2016 approving 1,300 people for immigration to Israel has yet to be implemented. Although a celebratory flight landed at Ben-Gurion in October with 63 Ethiopians who had already received their approval to immigrate, no planes have landed since and not a single person has been approved by Israeli authorities to immigrate. The news was better for a group of 9 Venezuelan converts to Judaism who arrived in Israel on Thursday under the law of return. Last year, they were denied entry over concerns they weren't involved enough with Venezuela's Jewish community. They were suspected of looking to take advantage of Israel's immigration policies to flee the economically and politically troubled Venezuela. But that decision was reversed in January in a deal worked out by liberal lawmakers and ultra-Orthodox officials. The group marked their conversion for the second time with a ritual immersion last Sunday at a synagogue in Colombia before picking up their visas and heading off to Israel. The protracted fight over the Venezuelan nine underscores the fierce debate in Israeli society over who is a Jew and how the country will grapple with an increasing number of converts. The newly restored shrine in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem, surrounding what Christians believe is Jesus' tomb, was unveiled at a ceremony on Wednesday following months of delicate work. Samuel Ahoyan, the superior of the Armenian Church at the sepulchre, which co-financed the project, said that after the renovation, the edicule looked like a brand new building. 5,000 Israelis and foreigners got filthy and battled through the country's first Mud Day race, held in Tel Aviv on Friday. Over a course of 13 kilometers with 22 obstacles, including swinging between ropes, climbing mud hills, and crawling through icy water. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.